There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. This is Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. Beware, a really good, easy way to tell who the enemy is. And a lot of them are talking a kind of a libertarian game. Like a guest I heard on another show recently, and it drove me nuts because he was talking a lot of good stuff, and then finally it was, oh, but we got to go back to Congress to fix it. And until we do that, then we just got to keep living under the tyranny. Of course, the book he wrote didn't have the word republic in the title, but it did have the word democracy in the title. Struggle for constitutional democracy. Democracy in America. Our unique form of American democracy. When anybody's pimping democracy, and they're suspiciously and obviously leaving out the word republic, then you know who they work for. They're infiltrators, and they're meant to steer everybody in the liberty movement kind of back into, oh, the mentality that it's the process that makes us great. We got to stick to the process and the procedures. What's destroying us. So don't forget the jury nullification flyer. We went through it last night. For hundreds of years, jury nullification has occurred when a jury finds a defendant not guilty, even though the defendant may have opposed or rejected the code in question. It is not a violation to oppose or reject an immoral or unconstitutional code, and codes are not law when they are in opposition to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And it goes on, and so we stand on two things, the disqualifiers and the enemy, which is the Masonic lodges that bind the witches' courts together. To disqualify, and then our solution is the jury nullification, and no compliance, no enforcement. That's crucial that we get back to that mentality. I don't hear that from the new administration. When the president got shut down by the witches' court, instead of saying, "Well, you know, the court can go screw it, just ruled an unlawful ruling. We're not going to comply with it." Of course, no, he didn't say that. He said, "No, we're going to stick to the courts. We're going to go back in through the courts, and we're going to stay with the courts no matter what. Court, 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 court." That's what's killing us. Is this top-heavy court society that we live in, where all the power rests in the witch's court. We don't have three separate and equal branches of government. I mean, not even close, because most of the laws are decided in the court if they're challenged. And, of course, the president seems to defer, and both parties seems to defer to the court no matter what. I'd tell them to go screw if I was the president. You know, your decision is null and void, Mrs. Witch. It'd be that simple. You should be talking like that in public. What's the big problem? I didn't swear or threaten anybody there, but go take a hike, Mrs. Witch. Your decision is null and void. What's wrong with that? That's some serious talk that we need to have, don't we, Chris? Go ahead.
Eric, we've got a caller, Brent, in California.
What's that, Lori?
We've got a caller, Brent, in California.
Oh, very good.
He hung up.
Well, call back, Brent. We'll get you in. So, you know, our solution, of course, and the two disqualifying is if anybody who's ever been a member of the bar to disqualify from government service. It's way too much of a conflict of interest, and it's way too risky for the people to allow more bar members to infiltrate the government. And, of course, if they've had any contact with a cult, a bizarre, insane cult called the Freemasons, that's a disqualifier as well. We see how many of the founding fathers and military leaders and people in entertainment and everywhere along the line from long ago till this day have been Freemasons. Alexander the Great was a Freemason. You know, this goes way, 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 way back. So, and there's a unifying, this is why, you know, yes, I think the devil and Satan is the entity behind the final curtain. But along the way, there's a lot of evil being done by the mind and the hand of man and woman along the way. And the thread that binds is the Masonic lodges and temples over the years. They used to call them temples. Now they call them lodges because it was just so obvious that they were a religious cult and not a good religious cult, very dark religious cult, that at the highest levels is purported to require the denial of a creator to get beyond a certain level. And, you know, so the people who don't want to deny the creator bail out, and the people who are willing to deny the creator get advanced up to the next highest level, and that's how the worst of the worst are gravitating toward the top of the leadership roles in our society. And they're not really leaders. They're just authoritarian thugs and dictators along the way. And the Masonic temples are the thread that binds. Look up Inns of Court, and we've already gone through it. The four Inns of Court, which have the exclusive right to confer the degree of barrister on law students, are the Lincoln's Inn, Gray's Inn, the Inner Temple, and the Middle Temple. And those are the Masonic temples that is right in the dictionary under Inns of Court. Those are the ones that have decided the who becomes a lawyer since day one. And then the bar associations in the U.S. are nothing more than extensions of those Inns of Court. You can be assured. And so anyway, Chris, do you have any comments for us?
Well, what you're describing there is the Guild of Stonemasons that goes back to the building of the pyramids and the Sphinx, back to Sumer and Babel, the Tower of Babel. This is where the unions come from, and that's what the bar is, a union guild of legal mercenaries, warriors that bring you into their war courts to declare war against you without your knowledge. All officers of the court are on the same team. The only people that aren't on the same team are those they induce and seduce and coerce to come into their courts to fight a battle, except they don't realize they're fighting against a whole team of mercenaries who are on the same team, whether it's the pretender defender, the prosecutor, the judge, the clerk, the bailiff, even the interpreter, the secretary, the keeper of the judge's secrets. They're all on the same team, officers of the court. Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, Attorney-Client Relationships, under Officer of the Court, you'll find all officers of the court are oath 1 to the bar, 2 as officers of the court, and 3 not to their mere money-paying clients. In fact, if you listen to the word clients, it means they clearly lie. There was a TV show that premiered this last season called Bull about attorneys and doing free jural testing on potential witnesses to find out how they would appear before the jury. And their first rule that they espoused on that show was the client is the enemy.
Well, sure, the client is strictly something to be used and abused so they
can... The victim is more accurate.
Well, that's true. I would say anybody... I would say they're far more victims of the court and the tyranny of the court than there are victims to any crime that's levied against the people. Once again, how many real victim crimes that show a victim are there? The small percentage. You go through the cases in any court and you'll see a large majority are... Who do we got on the line? Okay, we got a couple of callers coming up on the line. I just wanted to point out there's a little bit of history here while we were on the Masons. Oh, well, let's get into this after we take our calls. Who do we have in North Carolina? Was it Fred? Mark in North Carolina. Mark, you're first. What's up, my friend?
Hey, my friend, Eric, Lori, Chris, everyone. You're wanted to toss some things together from what Lori said and even what Dave said. And first I want to thank you for my last call. I got something in that nobody seems to want to touch, at the anti-Satan at Twitter, where God is giving these Luciferians an opportunity to repent. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that, but I was able to squeeze that in right as the music was playing, but I wanted to appreciate that. You're the first one I was, people tend to avoid it because I think they've been conditioned through movies like The Exorcist to, when you mention the devil and demons, they get scared. Oh, they don't want to touch that kind of stuff. So, remember Jesus said, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, the main focus really to me is that he said that the Father's will be done on earth, okay, as it is in heaven. And I want to offer some encouragement that I know, like Dave was saying, we've got Tom in jail. We want to get him out, of course. But I believe we need to keep some faith that God can, he often takes Satan's plans and turns them against Satan to do his own will. The Father does his will using Satan's plans, okay? And our will, when we pray, I don't pray for what I want. I pray for the Father's will to be done because I don't know as much as the Father, obviously. And so what I may want, what I may want may not be the best thing to happen. So as Lori was saying, she's making some headway with some, people that might might be against things originally, but we don't know who Tom is talking to in jail. We don't know who he's reaching. We don't know the people on the other side that are coming around saying, wow, this is wrong. Something's wrong here, and I don't want to be a part of this. You know, we don't know what God is doing. God can use Tom in jail to do his will. You know, so we don't know what's really happening. So we have, I encourage people to have a little faith, and though we do want him out as soon as possible, God may be using him to do a great work where he's at right now. You understand? And Lori's saying she's reaching people by being kind and talking and explaining to them. And there she's seeing people come around to like, hey, this is not right. Why am I being a part of this system when this system is so corrupt? You know, people are waking up to these things. So I encourage you just to have some faith that God is working through this in a way that he knows best that, we might not understand. The Lord works in mysterious ways. You understand? So, just try to have some faith and some patience and trust in God that he's using Tom in these circumstances, the Bundys and everyone else, to do what he will have done, on this earth as it is in heaven.
And
just trust God.
You said that wonderfully. Thank you.
Excellent point.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless everyone, and let's wake some people up and get them out of the Satan's trap that he's got set for people, and let God's will be done. Amen,
awesome.
Brothers.
Yep. That's what we're trying to get done here, and we appreciate you contributing that. Thank you again.
Yeah, and pray that Tom is able to reach some that. Tom has been able to do God's will in prison where he's at. A lot of people have been in prison, through the years. Jesus said, some of you will be sent to prison, just pray that, God is able to use Tom where he's at right now, and then be out as soon as the Father will have it be done, So that's
Amen.
About it. All right,
Amen.
Everybody. God bless y'all. I love y'all, and just hang in there, man. God's got it under control.
We appreciate that. We need that. That's we're not going to win it without the Creator. That's why we always try to give at least as close as we can to the full truth, the whole truth here. We're not going to leave anybody out who should be left in to the truth exposing. And, you know, we don't hyper-focus on any one group or any one thing here, but we try to find the real, the deep threads that bind the tyranny over the ages. And it really is looking like, you know, we're definitely uncovering that here on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. I think we have another caller on the line. Is that Keith in Kansas? Keith, is that you? Join us, Keith.
It's me. Hello.
What do you have for us tonight, Keith? How are you?
I'd be doing fine. How about yourself, Eric?
Good, good, good. What's going on your end?
Well, I just thought I'm a little off with somewhat on your page, but a little bit off your page at the same time.
Okay.
I had an interesting discussion with a person down there on the West Coast a little while ago. And I was on the air with him this afternoon earlier. And he mentioned something that we've been talking about. And that is the fact that if you go back to 1863, Lincoln put us under martial law.
Yeah.
Okay, and we were talking about the laws and everything else. But something we have not talked about and something I hadn't even really thought about beyond what I've talked about is the fact that that meant they could not bring states into the Union as well. So any of the states that have been brought into the Union after 1863, and Chris can correct me, is technically, because under martial law, they shouldn't be able to add those in there because they can't change the laws.
Yeah. Nevada, 1864.
Yeah. So it's just an interesting piece of the puzzle I was thinking about. And we got into discussion about a couple of things also. About the other part that you've been talking about, it was for the Luciferian type stuff, because he was asking me a couple questions about all that as well. And I was sharing with him a little bit about, you know, some of the steps of where all this came from. And he's not him, but I've talked to a couple other people. Actually, you go back to the Book of Ruth and talks about the Temple of Baal. It starts right there and works its way through. He gets into Deuteronomy, talks about the last part of 18, talks about the different things, literally from the Ouija board on, of all this stuff that goes on. And there's so much that is going on within what we don't even see from programming and you know, just a ton of stuff. It's amazing people, you know, have gotten sucked into this thing. Because the part is that, you know, they want to run away from all this cabal, the mafia cabal, but yet where are they playing at? They're playing right in the same backfield, if you know what I'm saying. You know, I share with people all the time, there is no militarized zone. There's only two places you can be at. Take your choice.
Well, indeed.
I'm here.
Good points, Keith.
Yeah. So, it's going to be an interesting situation getting ready to happen here. So, all I can say is that a lot of people are going to have to wake up to a lot of stuff that they think was, you know, there, that's there, and it's not. Because I ask people all the time, especially with the New Age movement, have they done the research where it came from? No, it just sounds good. It looks good. And I said, well, you need to do some research to find out where it came from. Because it truly is a Luciferian religion. It's been proven over and over and over.
And I think that's the hardest part for the general public to accept, is that it goes really deep and it goes really evil. It's not just a superficial tyranny that's people are profiting from and it's lining their pockets. Yeah, that happens along the way, especially for the lower level people. They justify it by saying they need the paycheck. But the highest levels, it's about control, and it's definitely an evil agenda.
Well, where I come from in Iowa, for instance, okay, in southeast Iowa, they have what they call a dome. Okay? And you can go there 40 hours a week. And they'll actually pay you $800 a week to go there and pray. The New Age movement.
Oh, the New Age, right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's ludicrous.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, the Bible didn't say the remnant would be big. Remnant means small, and those with eyes to see and ears to hear are often, you know, few and far between, and the New Age church movement sucks in a lot of people.
Because they don't understand, like he was, Fred was talking about. People don't want to understand because of the fact that they think God's a disciplined God, that we have to go through all this stuff. And he only asks for one thing. That's all he asks for. If you study everything through, he asks for one thing. And that's being a bond servant. That's it. In other words, be willing to reach out and help other people. Being humanitarian. That's all he asked for.
Yes, sir.
You know, everyone, they missed the whole point of it. That's how come Paul makes a comment. We're all members, one body, and one body of all the same members. Because we can't do it all. We work together as a team, then we become and we can do the damage, as we say. I mean, there's areas that you know very well, there's areas I know, there's areas that Chris knows, but we can't know all of it. And that's how we all work together. We all become one body.
Yep, we all provide a little piece to the puzzle and maybe a couple of pieces, and that's how we can get the knowledge and the awakening will spread. It was unanimous. It was decided unanimously that a union of the colonies was desirable, and a committee consisting of Hutchinson of Massachusetts, Hopkins of Rhode Island, Smith of New York, Tasker of Maryland, and Franklin of Pennsylvania was appointed to draw up a plan of union. Hutchinson, Hopkins, and Franklin are known to have been Masons. Franklin, in particular, was convinced that political union of the American colonies desirable before the meeting of the Albany Congress. On May 9th, 1754, Franklin undertook to impress on the readers of the Pennsylvania Gazette the need for united action by printing a one-column, two-inch woodcut of a snake divided into eight segments, each of which bore the initial of one of the colonies, with the caption, "Join or Die." The cartoon was immediately reproduced in four other newspapers in Boston and New York. It should come as no surprise that Franklin submitted a plan of union said to have been outlined while on his way to Albany. The plan provided for a president general to be appointed by the crown and for a grand council to be elected by the colonial assemblies, the identical plan of organization of American provincial Grand Masonic lodges at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The grand council empowered to raise and pay soldiers, to build forts, and to equip vessels and guard the coast. The necessary funds are to be raised by the Grand Council. We're to have the power to levy taxes and impose general duties. The identical type of general functions as exercised by a Grand Masonic Lodge over subordinate lodges. Boy, there it is. That bit of history is being written as they're fashioning the colonial government immediately as they would a Masonic Lodge structure. Isn't that fascinating, Chris and Keith?
Real quick, and I'll get out of here, but can I throw a couple of websites with a little information out if people want to do a little digging into all this real quick?
Okay. Yep, nice
there's
and slow so people can hear it. Slowly.
That's fine. There's a gentleman by the name of Jack Harris. Okay, he was a 32nd degree Mason. He basically walked away from it. And he's written a book about Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S, Harris.
Two R's, okay.
Okay. The other thing I was going to mention is there's a gentleman by the name of Tex Mars. Okay.
Sure, our listeners are familiar with him, yep.
And he's written a couple of books on the Masons. He also worked with Ed Decker, who was a 19th-year Mormon elder. And they combined their knowledge between the two and did two movies called The Godmakers Part 1 and The Godmakers Part 2. And exposed the whole thing. And also, Ed Decker has a website called Saints Alive. He's got podcasts and all kinds of information on there as well. Okay? And the last one I will say is there was a gentleman named Dr. Walter Martin who has a book called Kingdom of Cults. Okay? And you can pick up his deal through Christian Research Institute. Okay? And they have a ton of stuff, but if you do a little research, you can go to their website, and they have a ton of information on all this as well.
I've got two for you.
Awesome, Keith. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
That's great information. Okay, Keith, thanks again. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good to hear from Keith. Awesome. Glad to hear you're okay. So let's see.
Talk to you soon.
There's we've got a break coming up. Hold that thought, Chris. Give me some other resources here. The Genesis of Freemasonry, Guilds and Companies of London, Beginnings of Freemasonry in America, Freemasonry and Toleration in the Colonies, Early and Historic Freemasonry in Georgia, Boyden File of Famous Masons, Freemasonry in Virginia, History of Freemasonry in New Jersey, Freemasonry and the Drums of 75, Early Freemasonry in Pennsylvania, the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, and Washington, the Man and the Mason. Oh, my God. Go ahead, Chris.
I was only going to suggest that the list that Keith gave was really great, and there are several of those I knew, but of course you can't go without mentioning Jordan Maxwell, and I think he's got his own site and plenty of them on YouTube, very educational, very instructive, very well studied and due diligent prepared. Another individual I jumbled onto that really was right on point also and was a rather intriguing individual to watch because he's not from this country, but his name is Walter Faith. I think it's B-E-I-T-H. It might be B-I-E-T-H. He's on YouTube also. He's another truth teacher. He'll tell you the ugly truth about the synagogue of Satan and the other imposters that have hijacked the religion to turn it into the Judeo-Christo mythos that everybody's buying the lies of the great deceiver. And so if you want to learn some truth, there's two other sources along with the same ones that Keith gave you. So thank you very much.
Excellent. We're going to pick this up on the other side of this break. People, thanks for joining us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. Resurrect the Republic. We got Chris with us. I think Lori's still probably with us. And if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Freedom Screamer, thank you for staying with us on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, Resurrect the Republic. Yes, we have Texas Lori, we have Chris in Vegas, we have some excellent callers. If anybody would like to chime in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. That's it. We got a couple callers. We'll get to them in just a second. I want to get this little paragraph out here. The Masonic Convention that took place at Morristown, New Jersey in December 1779 under the auspices of the American Union Lodge is significant. Over 100 Masons from the various military lodges were present. This group drew up a petition to the several Grand Lodges to establish a General Grand Lodge for the United States and proposed General George Washington as General Grand Master. The Grand Lodges of Pennsylvania and Virginia agreed to the plan, but that of Massachusetts declined and the project was dropped. The leaders in government, the army, and in masonry, often the same men, were seeing the need for a closer and stronger union among American Masons in their attempt to establish a strong central government
in this new nation. Blech. Puh. Right there, we went bad. 1779, the ink wasn't even dry on the Constitution yet. And the stinking Masons were already setting up a strong central government. Great. And look what happened. We got Tom sitting in jail. We got such a strong central government that it's even the president can't change it, apparently, or doesn't want to. Callers, who do we have first? Let's just roll the dice and open up the line. Who do we got?
Evelyn in Maine.
Evelyn in Maine. Excellent. How are you, Evelyn?
Hey, good. Nice to meet you, Eric. And hello, Lori. And hey, Brother Chris. Hey, I wanted to chime in, if I could, a little bit. This is a great show. Anyway, in reference to the Masons, I really don't know all that history, Eric, but I'm learning more and more. But there is a wonderful ministry called FOJC Radio, and they really have a lot of history, and they take it from, their slant is mostly biblical. They've dealt with a lot of Masonry issues and kind of snatching people out of those fires, hating the very garments stained by the flesh. And they've been in the fire for years, I think maybe 30 years. Their name is David and Donna Carrico, and they're in Evansville, Indiana. And so, yeah, they deal in deliverance ministry because I'm strong in my Bible, and I kind of been around in this avenue for a long time, so I can spot the phonies and those who want to be something, but they're really not. But these people are—they really know.
Likewise, yes. And we don't have too many phonies listening to this program. I must say, we got some of the best callers. So nice to hear from Evelyn in Maine. What do you think about what's going on, Evelyn? Do you think we're going to get some change at the top, or do you think we're going to get more of the same under this new administration?
I think it's really more of the same, but I think that Donald Trump has been touched somewhere along the line. I think hello?
I can't hear Evelyn too well, Mike.
Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
We can hear you, Evelyn. Go ahead.
What I seen when Donald Trump was...
Mike, my audio's out.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you, Evelyn.
Oh, okay, so I'll go. What I seen, I hope he can hear me, is mainly that that scripture in Proverbs 21:1, it says, "The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and he turns it whichever way he wants." And Lori was kind of hitting on some of that tonight, too, and how this attorney is helping her in Tom's case. Like, we're just living in these times, and we do have to, like one of these brothers are talking about, keeping the faith. Yeah, we have to step over there a little bit more than we have and use those tools that are available to us, because I think this is a small window that we have to work the works that we can work the works of God, and work while we can work, because the hour is coming when no man will be able to work. And right now we have some favor with Donald Trump and some of the others who are trying or acting like they're trying to do something. You know, but they know that they can't. This thing cannot be held up. It just cannot be held up anymore. So we have a little window to work while we can work, and I think there's favor. Like Jesus grew in four ways: in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. And we need to kind of go out when we leave our homes and we're go on to our own battlefields, and we need to be looking for that favor with man. and just go out in faith and believe that if God told you to go into that courthouse, if he told you to go over across the waters, that he said, let's go over to the other side, then go. And go in faith like that brother was talking about. So, no, I don't think it's going to change. I mean, they're just fulfilling scripture. If you know scripture, you will understand it as you're seeing it. And this other brother, he talked about, he didn't say the scripture, but it made me think about the scripture in Isaiah 55:8. It says, my ways are not your ways, neither are your ways mine. And this is so true. And being the wife of an inmate for 12 years, I've seen a lot of what Lori is going through. And it's not easy. It is a different, you have to really tap into some things you didn't even know were there. But when you find favor with brothers or sisters or attorneys or anything, I used to receive it from the Lord. And I believe Lori is receiving it like that too, because you're just out there, like, you know, with your out in the breeze over there, and you're just all by yourself, and you're just calling on the Lord, and then he comes through. And I have like one story after the other I can tell you of 12 years of it. But yeah, I wanted to read those two scriptures and say that through God we're going to do valiantly. Because it's he who treads down the enemy. It's the greater one is inside of us. And the things that he's shown you in the secret, in your secret times, now it's time to, like Eric the Screamer says, scream out freedom. John Paul used to say when he's walking in the hallways of prison, they'd say, well, praise God, brother. And he'd say, what's his name? And they would kind of be shocked. And he'd say, Jesus. I mean, we need to know in whom we believe and then work the works of God while you have this short little window, because that hour is coming when no man will be able to work. And so I just wanted to call up and say, you know, Lori's a strong woman. There's others, Deanna and Lauren and Joyce Riley, and we're all learning from each other. But yeah, I feel like I've been in RBN University. I didn't know anything about any of these things. I was pretty much stuck in church in the pews, and until one day the Lord said, like, how many more sermons do you need to hear? How many more books do you need to fill up? And I just got out, and I just kind of do my own thing with the Lord. And every day I wake up and I don't even know what I'm doing. I put one foot in the front of the other after I talk to the Lord. And I tell him what I need to do. I don't even have a car. And in the morning I have things to do. And by the night I'm coming home and they're all done. And I'm telling you, people, to tap into that, because it's there for you. You have a God who loves you. And you fall behind in no gift. Through God, we will do valiantly. But our hope is not in this world. It's not in the words. It's not in what we know, who we know. It's in him. The greater one is in you. So that was my comment. And I think that's what I wanted to say, and I'm finished.
That's excellent, Evelyn. Definitely the Lord is in the heart. It's not in a building. He's not in the building. He's in your heart. So as long as you're doing your own thing, and you know, you feel free to call anytime. Your spiritual family is here. We're all on the same page. We're all, I think, looking for freedom, looking for favor with the Lord, trying to do righteous and just deeds and acts. And it's very difficult. Hopefully, if it's not too, if I don't mean to be make light of it, but hopefully, when that day comes where no man will be able to work, the witches' court operatives will be the first ones to be put out of work, hopefully. And people like Tom and your...
You know, in the book of Acts, in like 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, they had that roar that's rising up now in our in our land. They were screaming Deanna, you know, and they were worshiping and, you know, doing all that stuff. And we're coming to that again, where you can't even hardly hear yourself think among them. But you do have to know your God, and you do have to know who you are, and just work the works that you can work, that you know how to work. Just everybody's got to do their part. Like this brother was pointing out, none of us can do any one thing. I mean, we're all part, like members one of the other, and one comes with this and another one comes with that. But definitely, this is our time.
That's the beauty of this whole broadcast, is everybody puts a little piece of the puzzle together, and finally we wind up with the real picture that actually makes sense. Any comments on this, Lori?
No, she said it perfectly, and thank you for everything.
You with us, Lori? We lose Lori?
I'm here.
Late, Lori's probably kicked off for the night.
Coming through last.
Chris, would you like to chime in? Chris, Evelyn, Chris, would you like to make some comments on what Evelyn was talking about?
Well, I heard Lori supporting, because Evelyn just is such a spiritual woman. She has lived the life, walked the walk, and she knows it from experience. And her testimony is so valuable and so full of spirit, I don't see how anyone could have any exception or take any denial of it, because it is spoken from the heart and the soul with truth, justice, and love. And that's what she's full of.
Wow, thank you, Chris. Okay, I'm going to hang up. I'm getting embarrassed over here. But, thank you. I really appreciate you all. I listen a lot because you have some awesome shows and awesome callers, and you almost don't want to call in, you know, to interrupt that. But I really wanted to call in and support Lori and to kind of just chime in and say, hey, brothers, I'm out here, and I pray for you all. And, thank you for being there.
Thank you, Evelyn.
That is great. We need the prayers. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
And write to Tom. We have to get him out. We have to use what we can. Get this brother out. You know what I mean? He's got to get out of there and write to him and encourage him however you can.
We will.
Awesome.
And we have another caller, Eric. It's Sovereign Man.
Very good. Sovereign Man. Hello? Go ahead, my friend. Yep, go ahead, Sovereign Man. How are you?
Blessings and salutations. Just wanted to tell you guys, if you are familiar with the Fully Informed Jewelry Association, commonly known as FIJA?
Yeah, I do like to. That's one thing I forgot to add to my jury nullification flyer. I was going to put a little recommendation that on the flyer that we did last night, that it's maybe a promo at the bottom for the that's FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, and that's a website dedicated exclusively to jury nullification, and, you know, it's a great resource, so I would definitely second that motion. Yep.
There is a lot of tools on the website, you know, and instead of uploading documents to Google, Google's evil. Don't feed to Google. Get a MediaFire account. Get MediaFire, Google 10 gigabytes. Free.
What's it called again, Sovereign?
MediaFire.
MediaFire. Okay. MediaFire.
Right.
Can do.
Yeah, if you ever go to resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com, the chat room, you'll see me throwing links in there. And what I do is I scour the net and I find the documents and I upload them to my MediaFire account. So let everybody get access.
Good idea.
Blessings.
Good idea. Yep, good technique.
I'll put a heads of protection around you guys.
Appreciate that input. Good technical activism. Excellent. What else do you got? Anything else, Sovereign Man?
Nah. The previous caller is right. It's a spiritual battle. But we got to fight the physical fight. I mean, it seems like the demons are becoming unleashed.
Yep.
And, sure does, and they're looking for flesh to dwell in. Don't be a vessel.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's and if when I get back in front of a computer, I'll put a link up there. I got some stuff on spiritual warfare. I'll drop in the chat room. Right now, I'm currently locomoting, i.e., traveling, because I'm not involved in commerce right now. But you might hear the rickety car rattling. So.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So I'm going to get off because I'm going to try to be safe. But blessings to you guys. And keep calm in your prayers. And, hey, keep all those that are political prisoners, like Ed and Elaine Brown and the Bundys and all the people that are fighting a good fight. Please pray as a protection moment.
I agree. They're everywhere in every state. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The names of the people and the patriots, just it goes on and on and on. And the stories are heartbreaking. The local witches' court and their henchmen, they obviously have people in their sights that they're trying to persecute. I know listeners.
But we
to the
have
show
one
have
free
out.
Now today. We have one free in Canada. So
okay,
that's a
one
plus.
One down. 1 million.
You got two.
Say again.
Oh, Chris, who got freed?
We've got a Dean Clifford free out of Canada now.
Oh, Dean's free! Hallelujah! I'm gonna go post that in the Skype chat.
Yeah, he was freed on March 8th, and he said more to come. I have no clue how he was free, but I know he had a 4-year prison sentence, and he was there for a little over a year, but he is free now.
Yeah. He was there for a brief moment, and they went back after him.
Yep. And he's out again.
So best thing is to keep them away from you, if you can.
Yes, but we have one that's out, and I want to know how he did it, because I'm sure there's more knowledge for us in that one.
Well, I'm in some legal chat rooms. Well, hopefully he'll be there and he'll let us know.
And I've already sent him a message, so if I can get him on, I will.
Well, if he's on Skype, I'll send him some messages too.
Thank you. Tell him Texas is looking for him. He owes her a conversation.
Absolutely.
So it's a good
day.
Thanks
for the call, Sovereign Man. Much appreciated.
Bless you.
I want to remind people that we got to keep the phone calls pouring in for Tom. We can't get lackadaisical and just let this kind of drift off and let Tom's case get cobwebs and tumbleweeds. We got to keep the phone calls and the pressure up. Even if you called before, call again. The frequency of the calls definitely makes a difference. The system does know it. The judges have said they recognized it multiple times. And once again, the number for the Attorney General's office is 202-514-2000. Call on behalf of Tom. Don't give up. 202-514-2000. Tom's ID number is 392-3405. That's 392-3405. Don't forget to call the vicars, the vicar general and the judicial vicar, 503-234-5334. That's 503-234-5334. Require them, tell them we know they're the men behind the curtain, behind the court. We want them to use their connections and their pull with the Archbishop to get this man free. Because I'll say it again, the vicars and the bishops are far more powerful than the senators and the congressmen and the judges. And that's just the way it is.
And Eric,
I've observed that.
We have about 2 minutes. Eric, we have about 2 minutes, and we have Gary on the line as well.
Oh, yeah, let's squeeze Gary in. Gary, we'll get you a couple minutes now. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I appreciate taking my call. I'm a new listener. Yesterday was the first time that I've listened to you, and tonight I was listening to you again, and I'm not really familiar with Tom, and maybe you could bring me up to date on that, but I do have a question about Masons. I live in East Tennessee, and there's a radio station here locally, and it's a Christian radio station, and I don't know if I should give the number out or not, but anyways, it's, I guess from what I heard, that it was actually started by a Mason. My mind just went blank now. Billy Graham started this station, and everybody, and I tell people that, you know, that Billy Graham was a 33rd degree Mason, and Masons are not good. It's satanic, and when you say that, and they just look at you like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Billy Graham wouldn't do anything bad. And what would you say to somebody when you're sharing this truth with people about Masons and things like that, and especially Billy Graham, with as well known as he is, and his son Franklin Graham, and if you say things like this, you know, that it's not good, then they look at you like, what bus did you just come off of, you know?
Right.
The parable of mustard seed. Mustard seed. Don't cast your pearls before swine.
Well, but then again, at the same time, we're trying to reach out and educate people. This is why I kind of start off with a history lesson, because that's the best way to get people into the application, into the modern conspiracy that's going on, so to speak, is to show them that this has been rooted, you know, this is a tree that started growing a long, long, long ago. And now it's a giant redwood or a sequoia. And that's why I went back to the Masonic Convention that took place in Morristown in New Jersey on December in 1779 under the auspices of the American Union Lodge. Over 100 Masons from the various military lodges were present. George Washington was presented as the General Grand Master. So when you give people a foundation and you reach back a little farther, first of all, it's a more complete knowledge build up, you know, from the bottom up, so to speak, as you would build anything. And the second thing is, it's a little less intimidating for people. You're not right out touching their precious sacred cow, Mr. Billy Graham or Mr. Donald Trump or Mr. Obama or whoever their idol or their the person they just blindly love. You don't have to touch that and offend their comfort zone, so to speak, and their precious idolatry, you know, and the people should be a little more open-minded. I agree. But go back a little farther in history, present people with, you know, do your own research, and then make up a little flyer that explains the founding fathers, that the man who really initiated the modern tyranny, which came from the Judiciary Act of 1789, was a Mason named Oliver Ellsworth. So anyway, let's pick this up again, my friend. Call us in tomorrow. We'll get into a little more on Tom and on the Freemasons and everything that's going on in the Witches Court. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer. I want to thank Maury. I want to thank Chris in Vegas. Everybody who joined us tonight, the callers are awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow night on Resurrect the Republic. Not Resurrect the Democracy. Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you then. Have a good night.
Interested in photo ops.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.